Yeah, I think that as we look at it, it's pretty clear that they are connected, and it does seem to be an effort at a larger campaign to really cause panic and disruption. When we look at the threats, they don't really seem realistic or viable. So it doesn't look like these people really intend to bomb the schools, but really what they're trying to do is scare people and disrupt the schools.
Where do you think they're coming from?
Probably ideologically, it is Black History Month, and it would not be surprising to see that some of the reports in the media of perhaps them being neo-Nazis being confirmed, and we have some sort of a white supremacy or neo-Nazi motive behind these threats.
Is there a possibility in your mind that this may in part be coming from other places as well? Yes, neo-Nazi white supremacist ideologies, but do you think it's all located based here in the US, looking at the times that some of these threats have come in?
That's going to be interesting, and I'm certain that they'll be able to trace that as they look at the threats themselves. But I mean, it's certainly possible that they could be coming from overseas. A couple years ago, when we had that big rash of bomb threats against Jewish houses of worship, they were actually tracked back to a teenager in Israel who was making them. So it's possible that they're coming from overseas by an unstable individual, or maybe even an ideologically motivated individual. But I think that if we look at the most likely candidates, it probably is someone locally.
Nation states, do you think they may have a role while we're on this possible abroad theme? Nation states, would there be any interest in your mind from them for them to do something like this?
Well, certainly when it comes to trying to support kind of radical groups within the US, there is a long history of nation states doing that. From the 30s to the 50s to even today, we see the leader of this group called the Base is actually in St. Petersburg today, which indicates there's a Russian connection there. So it's certainly possible that there nation states are seeking to support and to use these people to, create division, and distrust and panic within the United States.
Talking about the overseas connection, about a week or so ago, I was talking to a retired FBI special agent, and he was talking about how DHS is warning that domestic violent extremists might want to try to attack the power grid here in the U.S. He said he believed this might actually have been something that was generated overseas because of political considerations. That's the reason I asked you that question about this HBCU thing. You see that as a valid possible touch point for these folks.
No, it is possible, and like I said, going back historically, we have seen countries like the Soviet Union support radicals, from all stripes in the United States. At the same time, they were supporting leftist groups here. They were also supporting white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups. They were kind of playing all ends against the middle, and it wouldn't surprise me to see countries such as Russia, China, the Iranians, even perhaps the North Koreans, trying to play those same tricks today.
All right, so what should these schools, what should the organizations responsible for safety at these schools do?
Well, one of the things I think is very important not just to have knee-jerk reactions to bomb threats. If you remember some of the bomb threats as an industry, groups that we had a couple years ago that were, selling bomb threats for, chunks of Bitcoin. Basically, you need to analyze the bomb threats. Is it something that seems like it is conceivable, rational? Does it seem authentic? Is there a lot of specificity? Generally, when we look at, these bomb threats, we're going to put a bomb in every school in Los Angeles. That's just something that's really not feasible. It's ridiculous, on its front. However, when we see these real bomb threats, in real life, they tend to be, much more specific. We have placed a bomb in the State Department, and it's going to go off at 1 o'clock in the morning. The same thing we've seen in the past with, bombings at the Senate, et cetera. So, bomb warnings tend to be very specific as opposed to these general bomb threats.
What else about bomb threats, aside from the specifics about time and location, can security and safety folks think about when dealing with threats?
Well, one of the things I think we need to be careful of is that bomb threats aren't used to move people from an area of relative safety into a place where they're more vulnerable to other attacks. You know, even in this country, in the past, we have seen attackers pull fire alarms in order to move people out of classrooms, to move people out of schools so they could attack them with firearms. You know, we had that in Jonesboro, Arkansas, several years ago. And we also saw that in Parkland, Florida. The idea that people could use a bomb threat to put people out of a building where they could be vulnerable to an armed assault, a vehicular assault, a knife attack, that's something that really needs to be considered and thought of.
All right. People, students, what should they know about situations like this?
Well, I think one of the things where people, whether it's, students, employees, et cetera, they can make a big difference by paying attention and calling out suspicious items. Let's face it, for the most part, in real bombings, especially with the actors that want to kill people, they generally don't make a warning. Okay, think about the bombing at the Boston Marathon. So those guys placed the backpacks with the pressure cookers, walked away. So people need to be aware of those suspicious items in their environment. And generally, if you're a student, if you're someone that works in an office building, you know what belongs, and you can generally, sense or notice items that don't belong. So just paying attention, having good situational awareness, and then if you see something, say something, can really help to avoid casualties in those sorts of attacks.
Scott Stewart, Vice President at Torchstone Global. JJ Green, WTOP News.